An autoresponder is another really good thing, because when you start getting a list, you know, you have 1,000 or 2,000 or 10,000 people on your list. You're not going to want to email them one by one, of course. It's just ridiculous and take up too much time. So an autoresponder is the software that will allow you to email that many people on short periods of time. And autoresponders, they range anywhere in price. You can buy monthly services from, you know, AWeber's a great one if you're going to get one online and have it hosted on someone else's site. AWeber's probably the best, and I think they're about $20 a month. I use AutoResponse Plus, which means the autoresponder is hosted on my own website, and they just were bought out by Ecom24, so their price is a little higher now. It's $250 for 3 months. It's a little more expensive, but there are some pretty good benefits to running your autoresponder off of your own website. It's a lot more business savvy. It looks a lot better.
Okay.
So once you got the basic tool set up, you can get it as cheap as, you know, maybe $40-$50 a month. You can be set up with really good software. And then after that, really the only other costs that you would incur is if you chose to pay for advertising costs or pay, like, use Lead Factory or some sort of lead service to generate leads. In all, I think that if you had a budget of $100 a month and you could start with $500, by the end of the year, you should be swimming in leads, and you really should be into really good profits if you make the right decisions. So it's not expensive at all. It's not like starting a real business out in the real world where you have to pay for, you know, all kinds of things, business, you know, expenses and the building or the rent or whatever. It's not expensive at all, and the ability to make profit is absolutely huge.
And the key is then just building your list and mailing that list then.
Yeah, after, you know, once you've got the list started, you got to treat them right and you know, give them good information. And then once you start maintaining the relationship with the customers, you can start, you know, selling them or offering them, you know, things or telling them about other programs that are out there or other ebooks that, you know, you've read and that you enjoyed and you learned stuff from, and you can really start making profit. It really shouldn't take that long. I mean, within the first month, you could be making money on the list very, very realistically.
So should you be sending them sales letters then, or newsletters, or what would you send them?
It's your choice. I've done a lot of things. I've sent out regular issues of newsletters. I've sent out, like, a lot of advertisements before, and now I'm more to sending out, you know, like, personal messages of what works for me and trying to relate to them more on a very, very personal level. But at the start, when you got your newsletter list, the things that you should be sending them is the information that you know, like, build a relationship with your list. Let them email you back, answer their questions, send them information about what you are learning. Try and show them that you want to help them and not just sell to them, because that comes through very, very clearly to them if you're just trying to sell them, because you're going to send them ads and ads and ads, and all they're going to do is just leave your list. Like, they're not getting any value or any content from your list that they care about, so they're just going to end up leaving you. So upfront, try and send them a lot of content and a lot of value or your opinion on things or anything like that.
Excellent. Just to build the relationship up front.
Yeah, build the relationship. Like, really, really get to know your people. Really let them know that, you know, you're talking to them and you're not just, you know, trying to sell. You're actually interested in helping. You know, you're actually interested in learning with them or teaching them or anything like that. That relationship, once you've built it with your list, it's amazing how much more responsive your list becomes.
So once you've got that relationship developed, how often do you send an email to them?
Once again, it's something that you can track and you can test and see what your responses to your emails are like. But myself, I do try and stay in their, not, I don't want to say in their face, but in their email inbox, so that they recognize me all the time, you know, that so that they never forget that I'm around. And I try and email about once a week. And then any other time that, you know, say something new, a new affiliate report comes out or I come up with a new ebook or anything like that, I'll email them on top of that. But usually I think about once a week is pretty good it doesn't oversend. You're not oversending to them, and you're also keeping in their email box so that, you know, they recognize who you are and they won't just delete you.
Right, yeah. So what kind of things are they responding to the best? Is it better when you send them offers for ebooks or business opportunity, or what kind of types of things do they respond to?
By far, the best response I get from my email is when I try and elicit some sort of response from them, when I ask them a question or you know, I really try and get them involved. If I'm just out there trying to tell them about, you know, a product, I mean, that works as well. If I say, you know, I just read this new ebook on building a list and I think it's great and here's the link, go check it out yourself. I mean, that does get a response, but it's a more standard response. I've noticed that when I email my list and I ask them a question, you know, what do you want to learn about? Or how have you been doing in the last week, or just anything, you know, just ask a question. Get them really, really involved in the process, and I find that probably quadruples the response.
Excellent. So if you ask them for a response, then how do you turn that into a sale?
If I ask them, say I ask them, what do you want to learn? You know, what do you want to learn about? And they reply back to me and they say something like, I would like to learn about advertising my business online. Well, you know, what I'll do is I'll actually create a conversation with them and say, well, what is it that you do? Show me your websites, you know, and then once I know and I have a good idea of how the person is working and what their experience level is on the internet, then I can recommend products or ebooks or services that I know would work for them, or that at least I got an idea of where they're at. And I can recommend things, and usually I find that when I'm doing that, it's more of building a sale than just going for a sale.
Right.
And I find that really, really works really well, and they trust in me more that way. They actually find out that I'm trying to, you know, learn their situation. I'm trying to find out about them so that I can really, really help them. I'm not just giving them, you know, a copy and paste answer.
Exactly. Are you doing this on a one-on-one basis, or is it as a group?
No, I do it on a one-on-one basis. I try and answer all my emails. Like the one, like I said, I only work about 1 or 2 hours a day, and most of that is answering emails. And anybody, I send out my newsletter issues to GoogleMarketer.com from my personal email address. So at any time that I send out an email to my list, any person just hit that reply button, and it comes right to my inbox, and then we can start up a conversation and try and, you know, help each other out.
So what kind of a response do you get when you send out an e-zine to 16,000 people asking for a response? What kind of information would you like? What kind of a response do you get to that? How many people would reply?
Lots. I usually would probably get, you know, sometimes 50 or 100 people that email back and start up a conversation that way. But a whole bunch more if I include a link to click or something like that. I can get, you know, 40, 50, 60% of the people clicking.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
So what kind of people are these? Are we looking at webmasters or entrepreneurs or who's on your list?
I would probably guess that a lot of the people on my list are more beginners, mm-hmm. just because the type of giveaways that I offer are more targeted to people who are, you know, basic information seekers and tool seekers, things like that. I also have a lot of course, people that have heard about who I am, and they'll subscribe out of curiosity, webmasters, other program owners, ebook authors, things like that. So mainly I think I have a lot of people who want to learn about internet marketing as more of a beginner than an advanced person, but I do have a lot of different people on my list.
Excellent. So what, in your opinion, what do you think the future holds for email marketing?
Oh, that's getting tough to say because there's so much, you know, issues now with spam and you know, all the laws that are starting to come with it, like the canned spam laws and now even people are, you know, they're starting to sue people. And there's just so much trouble coming with email. It's hard to say. And as it evolves, there's new things coming out, like blogging is becoming really, really big. I'm noticing in the desktop delivery where people are, you know, you got to download a little piece of software, and every time a message is sent, you know, you'll have a little icon on your computer that clicks new message, and it's really evolving. I don't think it'll ever die. This means of communication, it's just too effective to communicate with large groups of people really, really quickly. So it's just something that you just evolve with it or die.
Super. Just follow the wave or ride the wave like you've been doing.
Yeah, that's just what works for me. Like I say, I just kind of try and just keep up with the times and just and learn from the people who I see are doing well, and I try and, you know, emulate whatever they're trying to do, or I'll come up with my own unique idea and use it. I'm really just trying to kind of keep up with the way that information technology works. And it's not easy all the times, but, I mean, it is worth it for me.
Excellent. Well, Ian, when I told my list that I was going to be talking with you, they got a little bit excited and they sent in a whole bunch of questions for you.
Mm-hmm.
They're some of the people who also know who you are and probably are subscribers to the Guru Marketer as well. So I have a list of questions for you from my list of people. The first one's from a person named Amar Mehta, and Amar would like to know, how do you build a large targeted list of paying customers?
Not overnight, to start with. Once again, there's a bunch of different ways that you can start building your list. I like to use the free giveaway method, or if you want to get right into it and you want to pay for your subscribers, you can do that. But if you want to get a large list, I think that's just something that's going to take time. You have to build your list, you have to nurture your list, and if you want them to become paying customers, that's once again something that it won't happen overnight. It's going to take time. You have to build a good relationship with the subscribers that you get on your list. You have to offer them something of value. You have to, and it has to be something that you can only offer them. If they can get it from a whole bunch of different people, chances are they'll probably get it from someone else before they'll get it from you if they find them first. So building the list is something that takes time, and turning them into paying customers is something that you do through treating them right. It's something that basically just takes time.
So really, instead of looking at them as a lead, look at them as another human being that you would sit down across from a table and have a conversation with.
Yeah, there's no other way to look at them, because that there's an email address, that there is a real person behind that email address. I mean, that's just their name. That's just an email address. It's just a digital signature to who they really are. So you have to understand that it's a real person, and they want to learn. And if you can teach them, they're going to be a lot happier with you.
Back to the relationships again.
Yeah, it is for me.
Real.
What really works for me is building good relationships with people.
Real key.
Mm-hmm.
Next question is from Jeannie Cooper, and Jeannie would like to know. She says, "Everyone talks about growing your list, but no one really suggests how to do it from scratch. How do you do that?"
You have to decide, I think, first of all, what type of list you want to build. If I don't know what Jeannie's hobbies are or what she likes to do, but if Jeannie wants to build an internet marketing list, she has to target, her advertising for that list to the internet marketing audience. Or if she likes gardening or something like that, she has to target her advertising to the gardening community. And once again, to get people on your list, it's a matter of, do you want to pay for it or do you want to try and go about it for free? You have to make that decision. And then once you've made that decision, if you're going to go at it for free, you have to create some sort of, in my experience, creating a good free report or a good newsletter that sends out weekly gardening tips or internet marketing tips or whatever type of list you want to build. You can do that, or if you want to pay for it, just go over to leadfactory.com and give them your credit card number, and they'll build a list for you. But once again, you still are going to have to treat those people right to turn that list into a sort of a profit for yourself. But building it from scratch, it's just something that it takes time. It really does.
With leadfactory.com, are you able to build lists there other than internet marketing lists?
I think you are, because the way it works is when you sign up to pay for your leads, you give them a short, it would be more of like a classified advertisement type thing, which they advertise for you. So if you want to, build a list of gardeners, you would, of course, you'd create a classified advertisement that would say something, get, weekly gardening tips on how to build or grow the brightest, reddest tomatoes in, wherever you live, and you can target your list that way.
Okay. That sounds like a good option.
Mm-hmm.
Next question is from David Mashka, and he says, "I'm starting an e-zine. He said, my autoresponder is only days old, and I haven't got one subscriber yet. What is the best way to get qualified subscribers?" We know about Lead Factory. How would he get some, maybe if he used some low-cost advertising or something like that?
He could go a route. Once again, you got to target the type of list that you're trying to build, and then another way that you could do it is to, say, buy classified advertisements in other e-zines that are kind of along the same target as what type of list he's trying to build. And that's a really, really cost-effective way of doing things. You can pay $5, $10 to have that classified ad put into another eZine, and then you can track it to see how effective your ad is. And it's a really, really low-cost, highly trackable way of building your eZine list. The other thing you can do, if you want to do it completely free, is go to a search engine and type in classified advertising online, or something to that effect, and find there's tons of websites out there that you can place free classified ads at. And if you want to do it that way, it's tedious work. I would say submit 10 ads a day, 10 classified ads a day for a period of maybe 10, 20 days, so you get something like 200 ads running, and track them and put a tracking code on them so that you know whether your ads are getting clicked on. You'll learn which ads that you're writing are getting the most clicks. You'll also learn which places that you're placing the ads are getting the most click. Now, it's a free method, but it's a lot more work and it's tedious work. So, it's kind of, you have to choose which way you want to do things.
Really, a trade-off is either going to be time or money.
Yeah.
Do you find personally that classified ads still work?
I think they do. There's still a lot of traffic going to a lot of classified ad sites. I don't use it, so I can't say for sure again. But a lot of people are starting to go into the pay-per-click advertising and like even Lead Factory. They're all based on classified ads. They're all based on little small classified ads that people click on. So if you think about the principle of how it works, why wouldn't someone that's on a classified ad site click on this? It's a classified ad that's listed there. So I think it still works, and to just to be sure, I'm not saying go out and do it, but if you want to be curious and check it out, it's not going to cost you an arm and a leg to go test a classified ad at a few different places. So it's a low-cost method that I think could work very, very well.
Excellent. David's next question is, should I use single opt-in or double opt-in during the sign-up process?
That's a great question. It's one of preference. A lot of people tell you that by using single opt-in, you'll capture more subscribers. Mm-hmm. And you'll build your list quicker and bigger, and that might be true. But the other thing that'll happen, or could happen, is that you'll start having false emails subscribed to your lists, which creates lower response rates. Like if you have a list of 1,000 people, and 200 of those email addresses are either fake or misspelled or anything, you're going to have, of course, lower response rates for your overall eZine size.
Yeah.
Some people say it's worth it, because you do get to capture, all the email addresses plus the bad email addresses, and it's not going to hurt you to send out 1,000 emails versus, say, only 800. But as your list grows and grows and grows, you're going to be eating up bandwidth. You're going to be needing bigger service, hosting, to be able to send that many emails. So I find that double opt-in does a couple of things for me. First of all, it shows you who's serious. The people that get onto your list really, really want to be there, obviously, because they had to go through the sign-up process. It eliminates all the fake email addresses that are subscribed or any of the... Some people will go subscribe with someone else's email address to your list just to kind of tick them off or some people just do weird things out there. It eliminates all that. No bad email addresses. It basically, building a double opt-in list means that 100% of the people that are on your list did the work to get there, and that in itself creates a lot more response and seriousness in the list. So although I might, some people are going to miss their messages and not find their confirmation emails or whatever. There's going to be a few people that subscribe initially that don't finish the process, and I don't mind losing those people myself, because if they really want my information, they'll take the 2 seconds that it takes to click on the link.
So how does that work? Can you just walk us through the double opt-in process to go in and to sign up for thegurumarketer.com? Then what happens?
So you sign up, and the first thing that will happen is, once again, I'll take you to the page that says, look, go to your email box, and if you don't see an email from the Guru Marketer, check your spam folders or check wherever it is that you've got to check where your deleted emails go for that are marked as spam, just in case it goes there. Then once you do find the email address from thegurumarketer.com, it'll say, thank you for subscribing, just to make sure that you really do want to be on my list, please click the link here. Or there's more creative ways that I've done things, like if you want to access your ebook, click here, and actually the link does two things. It double confirms their email address, and it gives them the ebook as well. So basically it's just a way of sending them an email to the email address they subscribed with, that they have to click on a link in order to confirm that they got the email to the correct email address. So once they get that, they click on it, and then they're taken to whatever page is they're supposed to be taken to, and I get the double conference with the subscriber, and they get whatever it is that they're after.
So where does this link come from? Is this something that's generated from your autoresponder?
Yeah, I use AutoResponse Plus, and the double, you can select or you can choose whatever URL or whatever web page that you want to send them to. When they click on the link to double confirm, you get to choose where they go. So I mean, there's basically an unlimited amount of options that you can set up there. You can send them right into a paid site, or you can send them to download an ebook, or you can do anything you want. You can just send them to a thank you page that says thank you, and you'll receive your first issue of this newsletter or this e-zine on a certain date or whatever you like.
Excellent. So what his next question then, David's next question, is do the free co-registration sites pull in subscribers?
I have no experience with that. I would just choose not to answer that question. I don't really have to answer that one.
No problem. Next question is, does it cost a lot of money to get subscribers?
Yes and no. I mean, if you want to pay for them, you can go pay through the teeth if you want. Or you can do all the work that it takes to go out and submit all those classified ads or try those new advertising methods that'll get you subscribers. So really, it just depends on how you want to do things. With the internet, the great thing is you can choose the whole way, whether you want to build a whole empire free or pay for it to be built.
Six of one, half a dozen of the other. Next question. David's got lots of questions here. He says, I noticed the big names in the internet marketing don't even include content in their opt-in subscribers' newsletters. They just include offers. Is it because their lists are so big and they get so many new subscribers and make so many sales from their lists that the normal rules don't apply anymore?
I don't really know, but that definitely sounds like a possibility. I mean, if you're getting, 2,000 to 3,000 new subscribers a day, like some people will, maybe that's a lot, but if let's even say 200 to 300 new subscribers a day, and all you're doing is sending them offers, you know what, some people are going to bite. They're going to take the offers, and maybe that's what they're doing. But for all the people that I'm on the list of, the big name marketers, I don't find it that way. I find that they do send a lot of good information. Like I'm on, I have a folder in my email inbox that says Work Associates. It's the names of all the people that I'm subscribed to, like Carmen Maranon is great, and Craig Perrine, Dan Kennedy, and Yannick Silver, and John Reese. These people, I find they don't, yes, they send offers, but I also find that I get a lot of content with it myself, so I haven't really, maybe he's subscribing to the wrong list. I don't know.
Next question is, does offering freebies to entice people to opt into your list help or hurt you in the long run?
It could be both. If you're offering a bunch of crappy freebies, I don't think that you're going to get anywhere with it. You'll just have a bunch of freebie seekers on your list that really all they're looking for is the freebie. But then again, that's the main method I use to get subscribers. But I also, I could sell these products. I've been told that, I can turn around and take my opt-in strategy ebook and sell it, for 47 or 67 or 97 bucks. Uh-huh. And make a profit that way, but I find that there's a lot more long-term profit in building a list and giving away a high-quality product like that. So if you do it right, it can really, really help you. And I think it's a really, really quick, really, really effective way of building an opt-in list. But if you're just trying to build a list quick and giving away a crappy subscriber, people are going to know about it, and they're going to get off your list as fast as they got on it.
So when you're giving away these freebies, do you include a value then so people can say, oh, okay, I'm getting an ebook that's worth $97, etc.?
No, I try not to. I don't want to inflate or hype up what I'm giving away. I'll let the content, I'll let them reading the content determine the value of what I'm giving away. I've just been told what I could be selling these things for. So I try not to include a content unless it's something like, I try not to include a value. Unless it's something like the Big E-Zine Directory, where I do sell it for a certain price, and when I give away a one-year subscription, and I know how much that costs, $97, so I will include the value in that instance. But for things like the opt-in strategy or for the affiliate marketing course that I give away, I don't include a price. You determine the value when you read it.
Excellent. Next thing is, do the free MLM opt-in services work? He's talking about things like Storm and Subscription Rocket, for example.
No. I think the person that they work for is the person who starts them. I've seen tons of them. And the reason that they don't work is because when you build your downline that you're allowed to email, you're also sending those emails to probably, you know, 10 other people that are either above or below you. And a lot of people, what they'll do with those when they sign up is they know what's going to happen. They sign up and they're going to start receiving tons and tons of emails. So they'll sign up with a fake email address, or they'll sign up, you know, with something and then get off the list right away. I don't find that those work very well, just because it's a system that they advertise the benefit of having an opt-in list, but what they don't tell you is that it's just a big advertising frenzy where everybody advertises everything to everybody else and nobody ever really gets anywhere with it. So I don't find that those work. I stay completely away from
it. It sounds like it's almost a safe list.
In effect, it really is a safe list that's just built and marketed very cleverly.
Right, okay. I like this question. This is probably my favorite question of David's. It says, if tomorrow I forget everything that you said today and I could only remember one thing, what's the one piece of advice that I absolutely must remember besides building your own opt-in list?
That is a good question. I don't want to think too long and get all bored in the interview, but I would probably have to say is that remember that it's the relationships that you're building with people. I mean, if you build a relationship with a bunch of people that really, really like you, you can start, I mean, I don't want to say that you should, but you could screw it up and send them a bunch of ads, and they'll still like you because of what you did for them up front. So, I mean, if you forget absolutely everything about how to build a list and this and that, just go out there on the internet and, you know, start building relationships with people. Go on the message boards or use MSN Messenger or ICQ or whatever chatting software you use, and just build relationships with people. Just start saying, hey, how you doing, man? You know, what'd you do today? And what'd you learn about internet marketing? Or what can you help me with? Or what can I help you with? And build those relationships. And I think that you'll find that slowly over time, you'll just have this big network of people where no matter what you do, you can tell them about what you're doing, and a lot of them will probably help you.
That's excellent.
Just build the relationships.
If it's not the opt-in list, it's the relationships.
Yep.
Or a combination, actually, of both.
Well, I think through building a relationship, you can build an opt-in list because, you know, if you want to tell someone, if you want to be in contact with me, to, you know, get on my list, and they'll probably do it. If they like you, they'll just go subscribe without even knowing what they're subscribing to.
Oh, that's super. One last question.
Sure.
Very simple one. Just want to know if you have any last words of advice and wisdom that you'd like to share with everybody.
Yeah. The internet is a huge, huge place. You can go, like I said earlier, I think you can go on, you know, say you're going to go search for how to build an opt-in list, and somehow you're going to end up at, you know, a gaming site or whatever. It's just, you can get very sidetracked very fast because of the amount of information that's out there. So I would say focus is try and stay focused on what it is that you're trying to do and be patient. And I know that a lot of internet products out there claim, you know, I'll make you $1,000 in you know, a month or whatever the claims are. There's a lot of big claims. There's a lot of bold claims. Don't think that you're going to come on the internet and you're going to replace, you know, your job income, or that you're going to, you know, be able to pay off your credit card in the first month or whatever. It's very, very rare that people will come onto the internet and make it big very, very fast. I'm not saying it's not possible. I'm just saying that it's very rare. So you have to be patient with things like that. You have to understand that it's like anything else. You have to learn what you're doing over time to get good at it and to start making money at it. So just kind of keep that in mind and stay positive and stay working at it. And as with anything else, the longer you work at it, the better you get at it. You'll start seeing a profit eventually.
That's beautiful advice. How could people get in contact with you, Ian?
I'd love to say go subscribe to my list, but I won't. If you want to just email me, you can just email me at Ian, that's I-A-N, at thegurumarketer.com, and that's a direct email write to me, and I'll answer your questions hopefully as soon as possible when you send them.
I would actually recommend that people do subscribe to your list, because I've been on it and I think it's absolutely fantastic. So where could they go to do that if they do want to go and subscribe to your list right away?
They can do it right at the main website address is www.thegurumarketer.com, and they can subscribe right to my list. And the first thing they'll receive is that I have a 12-part mini course that kind of tells the story of how I lost my opt-in list, and then it tells them step by step on how to build one for themselves using the same kind of methods that I use, and I even give them a couple of tools as well to do it with.
That's fantastic. Absolutely excellent. I want to just thank you very, very much for your time, Ian.
Thank you for doing the interview with me.
Oh, thank you. It's been my pleasure. You've been listening to Ian Herkelson from thegurumarketer.com and myself, Terry Telford, from thebusinessprofessional.com. Thanks very much for your time.